Okay. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the foreign edition, foreign correspondence issue of. Let me start over. That was lame. What am I going to call it?
Good try. Are we still recording?
We are, but I can cut this out.
All right. So, hey, everybody, welcome to the Irregular Search for Truth.
That's much better. That's much better than mine.
I'm Scott.
And I'm Sachin.
And we're at it once again. So what's on your list? What's news item of the month?
Well, there's been a couple, but I don't know. Like, obviously this oil spill just is getting fixed, apparently. Mm-hmm. And like, people have already forgotten about it, or at least it's not on the front page anymore, so that's good or bad. Not really sure. Mm-hmm. It's kind of funny how, like, all of a sudden you just want something to go away. Like, you know, like some news item, like, oh, God, I hope they just fix it and it goes away, you know. But you know that it'll never really ever go away. And it's just, like, horribly damaged beyond all repair.
Yeah, though they seem to have said, well, I've heard two things. That one, that they're accusing BP and possibly the Coast Guard of using too much chemical dispersant.
Right.
And but also that perhaps, so that might be bad in its own right, but then also perhaps that that there was a lot of oil eating bacteria or something like that that has eaten quite a lot of the oil, or you know, biodegraded it, so maybe the dispersant was good. So I don't know.
Yeah, and it's like, I mean, they were even saying they captured, like, most of the oil, and, like, all the oil is gone now, and I'm like, what? How is that possible? Like, what about all, like, those marshes and, like, the beaches and all that stuff that were completely, like, covered in oil? Like, that just fixed now? Like, I didn't realize it worked that well.
Well, I think most of the oil was in the water column, right? Like, not on the surface.
Yeah, but they were talking about all these, like, tar balls and stuff that were coming up on the beaches, and they had pictures of beaches coated in sand and all these animals that had died and stuff like that.
I remember seeing footage of it, and it was, like, this really thick kind of
soupy, yeah, yeah.
Like, it was an interesting color.
Actually, on my way back from, on my way back when I was in Belize a month ago, we flew over the Gulf, and I looked down, and I think I saw, like, little patches of, like, oil.
Oh, wow.
It was crazy. And, like, yeah, they were, like, they weren't really black. They were sort of like this orange color that you've been seeing in the news. It was just like that.
Huh.
And it was weird because it was, like, all, like, it wasn't this huge, huge, like, slick. You know, it was, like, little clusters here and there, which was, like, almost worse.
Yeah.
Because it just means that it's all dispersed and, like, you know, just floating off everywhere. And there's, like, there's no way they can catch up all of that. But they probably got, like, a lot of it from right where it was coming up at the surface, I guess.
Right.
But whatever they missed.
You know, I think that probably, like, those spots that we saw, you know, on the news footage where it's getting on the beach and stuff, those were probably the spots that got the most, like, attention in terms of getting cleaned up. But I don't know. I mean, it's one of those things that's weird. It's like, if they're saying that, you know, oh, well, it's pretty much fixed now and no problem, is it something that we can really check up on? Like, is there some, you know, I mean, hopefully there's some, like, non-governmental organization that is looking into that, you know, making sure, but those things, you know, they never have much money here.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm sure there's plenty of them, like, I mean, Sierra Club and all those guys, right? But it's like, who are they going to complain to? And it's like out of time, you know, out of sight, out of mind. Sort of thing.
Right,
that happens all the time. Like, even at work, we'll be like, oh, this big problem popped up, blah, 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 we'll fix it, and I'll put in some fix, and I'll be like, oh, this is a temporary fix, we're going to come back and fix it. We're definitely going to do that. And then, like, 3 months later, I've completely forgotten what I've done.
And the new Dolby sound system is totally jacked.
No, it's all quality. But yeah, I don't know.
It's got 18 temporary fixes in it. I think I remember having the thought that temporary fixes always become permanent fixes.
Yeah, they do.
Like, Like, if you, unless you were going to be content with the temporary fix, this is something I think I stumbled upon in the Peace Corps. Like, unless you're going to be content with the temporary fix, you should really fix it well when you when you actually do it, because that's probably going to be the only time you have to fix it.
They should come up with a theory of that. They should be like the duct tape theory or something like that. Well, I'm sure there's already somebody come up with like some like little way of saying it. But yeah, you're totally right.
I think, well, for now, let's go with a temporary fix. Always it becomes a permanent fix.
Sounds good. Truth number one. Check.
Just a bad permanent fix.
It's like that website there, ifixedit.com. Have you seen that one?
No, I haven't.
Oh, it's just like all these pictures of these total, like, hacks. Like, people will do, you know, it'll, like, it'll be like a duct tape, you know, like... Like your, a cup holder will be like, you know, in a car will have fallen off. So they'll like take some duct tape and like just like wrap it around like, boom, now I have a cup holder, you know.
It's amazing that these little websites kind of get somehow popular, whether or not you say they go viral or whatever. But there's all these little ones like awkwardfamilyphotos.com and sad trombone, you know, like just like these people, you know, like somehow they're visiting these things, you know, it's just weird. And who puts all these photos on up there?
Yeah, I think they just have people mail them in or whatever. I think how it starts out is they probably like go around trolling the internet for things that would be good for their website.
Yeah.
So like, this is your resources for all things awkward family photo related.
Yeah.
And then people start sending in their own, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's even a website called cakewrecks.com.
No, but it sounds good.
And it's all these like horrible cakes that people have ordered, you know, from like the Safeway bakery or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it'll be like, you know, happy birthday, Scott, and then put something about being old. You know, and you know, that's a call instruction you give them over the phone. And then it'll literally say, happy birthday, Scott, put something about being old. And you'll show up, you're like, why is this written on this cake? Like, what are you talking about? And surprisingly, there's an entire website populated full of these things.
Yeah. When you said that, I thought, I was thinking it was going to be more like pictures from like weddings where like the groom fell into the cake. Or
oh, that'd be
like
good
that.
Too.
Like, but there's an idea for one if it's not out there. You call it weddingdisasters.com.
Yeah, I'm sure there's already one of those, yeah.
Because, I mean, if there isn't, there it is. I don't know if you can make any money on it, but I'm sure there's a lot of those pictures.